have to be honest, in that time I really believed that Islam was an evil religion. That was, at that moment I believed it was good that we are warning people for Islam and that it was something dangerous. That was the idea of the movie, to warn people for Islam.
You use your God-given gift of intelligence, and this is a bold, courageous step. I mean, many people, they get exposed to Islam, but now they lack the courage. So it was warning the general public, like, Islam is the boogeyman, I call it. Like, it's coming to get you. Wake up, people.
Yeah, basically like that. So it's not that it's perfect in every detail. So I wanted to know more about Islam, and we just secretly, like, bought the Quran, and we wanted to know something.
Secretly?
Basically secretly, because at that moment I was still involved as the... in this party, PVV, of Geert Wilders. We had no intention, of course, to become a Muslim, to embrace Islam, but at the moment you start gaining knowledge about Islam, something, you know, is awakening in your heart. And, no, this can't be true. They are trying to brainwash me. This is, you know, they're trying to put Islam as a very peaceful religion. It's not true. And then it's not a religion, basically. It's your entire life.
Way of life, yeah.
It's your way of life.
What's the problem?
That's a very good question. That's a very good question.
How does your heart feel now compared to before?
Assalamu alaikum!
Assalamu alaikum, guys. How are you doing? Welcome to the Dean Show. And I'm with Arnold Van Doorn.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
How are you?
I'm fine. Alhamdulillah.
Peace be with you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Now, just to bring people up to speed, you have an amazing story, because several years back, I remember back in the States,
right,
they were sending out a DVD free of charge, and it was a film that was pretty much creating fear. I call it manufactured fear, you know, distortions about Islam to the general public.
Right.
And it was called
Fitna.
Fitna. Yes. You were part of that film?
No, I'm not part of the film, but I was... I'm not the director. Some people say that I was the director or the person that took the initiative. No, but I was responsible for the distribution, promotion and everything. So in that... Yeah, you can say that I was part of it, but not in the production.
What was the agenda behind that film?
Well, I have to be honest, in that time I really believed that Islam was an evil religion. That was, you know, all the bias thing you read in the media, like oppressing women and promoting terrorism and things like that. So I'm not using that as an excuse, because I think you're always responsible for your own knowledge. Mm-hmm. But still, at that moment I believed it was good that we are warning people for Islam and that it was something dangerous. So basically that was the idea of the movie, to warn people for Islam.
So it was warning the general public, like, Islam is the boogeyman, I call it. Like, it's coming to get you. Wake up, people.
Yeah, basically like that. So it's not that I hated people. I don't hate people or hated Islam. But I was very concerned. I was concerned. And I really thought it was necessary to warn people.
Yeah. And I feel that's why we do these programs out of the love, because, you know, to get... to share really what Islam is about, because I really feel like when people really know, when they connect with Muslims, when they learn Islam, like you did, and that's where we're going to get to the next part of your story, because you went from really being at that end of the spectrum to actually now you accepted Islam. Now you went to to Hajj. I actually saw something about your son also taking the Shahada.
Rasulullah.
This is the declaration that there's nothing worthy of worship except the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and you accepted Islam. So tell us, at what point in this, because you're also a politician, tell us about that, what you do back home.
What I do back home now, because
it's
it's not Belgium, it's the Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Well, Belgium was part of the Netherlands in the past, so okay, Belgium.
Yeah.
No. I make a lot of people angry in Belgium. No, I'm from the Netherlands. I live in The Hague. It's near Amsterdam. It's the third city of the Netherlands. So, it's basically a long story, but, you know, I was curious about Islam. I heard all this negativity about Islam, but it didn't make any sense. But how is it possible that, like, in the Netherlands, 1.2 million people, Muslims. Worldwide, what is it? Almost 2 billion. How can all these people be evil people or bad people? It didn't make any sense. So I wanted to know more about Islam, and I just went with a colleague of mine, and we just secretly, like, bought the Quran, and we wanted to know something.
Secretly?
Basically secretly, because at that moment I was still involved as the, in this party, PVV, of Geert Wilders. But we didn't understand it. We had no intention, of course, to become a Muslim, to embrace Islam, but it's no more. We wanted to try to understand what was wrong with all these people. And, at the moment you start gaining knowledge about Islam, something, is awakening in your heart, something small. But the more you learn about Islam, and the more you listen to people that have knowledge of Islam, the more it became clear to me that Islam was not a bad religion at all. It's a very peaceful religion. It has a lot of wisdom. It has answers to all your questions, basically. So during this period, and it was a roller coaster, because it took me over here from starting to learn about Islam to become a Muslim, to embrace Islam, like maybe a year and a half later. Sometimes you had weeks, the shaitan is always available. Yeah. And then, no, this can't be true. They are trying to brainwash me. This is, they're trying to put Islam as a very peaceful religion. It's not true. And then I didn't do anything for a week sometimes. And then I went to the mosque again, and reading again, and talking to the imam. And during this progress, about a year with ups and downs, it became clear for me that Islam is was the solution. It's the only right religion. It's not a religion, basically. It's your entire life.
Way of life. Yeah.
It's your way of life. Yeah, yeah. So, alhamdulillah, in March 2013, I embraced Islam. And I made a mistake, I have to be honest, not by embracing Islam, of course. But nobody knew about my journey towards embracing Islam. Only my mother was aware of the fact that I was learning about Islam. So for most people it was a shock, because I sent a Twitter message with the Shahada, because a lot of people were thinking.
It was
like
press, it was big time, right?
Yeah, it was big time. And I thought, okay, because a lot of people saw me in the mosque, and they thought, like, okay, what's he doing there? And there were some rumors, and I just said, okay, if I write this Twitter message, it became clear to everybody, okay, I'm a Muslim, so finish. But that didn't happen, of course, because that was a shock for a lot of people, even my own family, friends, colleagues, and they thought I went mad or crazy, and I lost my mind. So, that is my advice to people that are studying Islam or, learning about Islam. Tell your friends, your family, your colleagues, so it's not like, so they know what you're doing, so it's not a shock when you finally, inshallah, embrace Islam.
Now, you're an intelligent human being. I mean, you didn't jump into this just emotionally. You use your God-given gift of intelligence, and this is a bold, courageous step. I mean, many people, they get exposed to Islam, but now they lack the courage. They're not able to really come forward like you did, very brave, because now you're going up against pretty much your whole political party. Is that right? What was their reaction when you decided, after scrutiny, I'm sure you prayer to God and looking at the evidence, and you had to wrestle with yourself, like you just said, but finally you concluded, this is the truth.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm going to follow it. And what's the reaction from now, these people who are helping making this film and all of them? What are they saying now?
Well, to be honest, at this point, I already left the party.
Okay.
So when I sent this message into the world that, okay, I have embraced Islam, I left the party maybe like 4 or 5 months before, because at that time it became clear to me that this party and what they are doing about, their way of fighting Islam, it's not something that is, I'm not raised like that. So when I first become a member, it's not a member, you cannot be a member of the party. First, when I was first involved in this party, it was not only about Islam and Muslims. But during the time, they were only talking about Muslims, Islam, Islam, Islam. And it didn't feel good. already in that time. So I left the party 5 months before, 4 or 5 months before I made the, not the decision, the when I embraced Islam. So, and if you become a Muslim, if you embrace Islam, you are a persona non grata. You don't exist anymore. You're expelled, basically, from this political party.
You're expelled, that's it.
Yeah.
Where is the freedom of choice? It's like,
I already left.
Yeah.
But I had some contacts, and people didn't know why I left. And I said, no, I'm busy. I want to do something else. And okay, that's no problem.
Yeah.
But when they found out that I became that I actually was a Muslim, all communication was stopped.
Okay, so what? All right, let's just go over the major crust of Islam. Okay, number one, that you, to become Muslim, you agree that there's nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and the earth, and Muhammad is the final messenger. You love Jesus. You still have a connection with Jesus. You pray, you fast, you went to Hajj, right? Charity, the whole religion, is based on developing your character, being a good human being, helping to develop yourself so you can serve humanity better. What's the problem?
That's a very good question.
What's the problem?
That's right? Very good. Yeah, if you can answer the question, then we're done.
You're just trying to live a good life, according to how the Creator wants you to live.
Well, the thing is that in the beginning, I lost some friends and family members because they thought, if you become a Muslim in the Netherlands, people think, you're immediately a radical, you're going to Syria, you're with one step, you become a member of IS, this stupid bias presumptions. But during the time, within a year, it became clear, especially to my friends and family, that I was not like becoming a terrorist.
Yeah.
Actually, I was trying to be a better person, a better human being.
Yeah.
And now they see that I am sincere in this.
Yeah.
It's not, I didn't, I'm not crazy.
Yeah. Couple more questions. How have you dealt with the struggles? Obviously, with the decision that you made, you've probably gone through some struggles. And that's life, to experience happiness, you got to experience go through some of these struggles. That's just how life is. Doesn't matter if you're in Islam, out of Islam, you're going to go through struggles. But Islam gives you the tools to how to deal with it. How have you dealt with a lot of these struggles?
Well, in the beginning, if you're a new Muslim, you're not aware of all the tools and all the wisdom that is in Islam. It's something you have to experience and you have to educate yourself with the help of others, of course. But in the beginning, becoming a Muslim in the Netherlands, it can be very lonely. And I felt really lonely in the beginning because I've lost some good friends. Some of them I knew for 20, 30 years. Even my family, they were... stepping down, they didn't understand it. Still, some of them, they don't understand why I became a Muslim. I tried to explain it several times. But thanks to the help of a few good friends, they actually helped me through this period. And of course, Islam, when you embrace Islam, you feel stronger as a human being, and you know that you are not alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with you and guiding you and supporting you, inshallah. So you can feel really lonely because you are missing friends and family and colleagues. But on the other hand, you also feel some strength within your heart, within your mind to go on. And of course, shaitan is always whispering in your ears and trying to tell you that it's all a lie, and it's sometimes he almost succeeded. When you go through difficult times, mm-hmm. and I lost my job, and I lost had some financial problems, and I couldn't pay my mortgage anymore. All the stories that
struggles,
you hear from
us,
struggles, and I wasn't welcome by a lot of people anymore. So that was a difficult period, and I really had to fight an inner struggle to overcome this. And alhamdulillah, it did with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
What advice do you have for people out there also who are kind of stuck in the same bubble, in the rut, pointing the finger out and say, they're the problem, it's Islam, and they blame everyone else instead of looking within themselves.
Yes.
What advice, you went through that, what advice do you have for the people out there?
The advice, don't make the same mistake that I've made in the past. Don't believe everything you read and hear in the mainstream media. because basically the media is one of the so-called, what do you call it, organizations, or they are giving the wrong example about Islam. So if you want to know about Islam, go and find out yourself. Don't believe the media, don't believe politicians. Go to a masjid, go to a mosque. Ask for an just informal talks. Talk to an imam, talk to other Muslims, and find out for yourself. Try to find what Islam really stands for. Do your own research, very important. Do your own research. And don't rely on things you read on social media, newspapers, television about Islam, because that is not Islam. Islam is a very beautiful, pure, wise, and a religion that is it's perfect in every detail.
Last question: how does your heart feel now compared to before?
Well, I always tell people that before my heart was empty, and I tried to fill it, you know, with luxury cars, expensive holidays, fancy clothing, and expensive watches and everything. But still, your heart remains empty. That's not the solution. Now, I always make the joke, my bank account is empty, my wallet is empty, I live in a very small house, I have a very small car. But now my heart is filled with the peace and wisdom of Islam, and all these other things is just stuff. It's materialistic stuff. You cannot take it with you when you're in your grave alone. And now, okay, I lost a lot of material stuff, but my heart is full at this moment. And I'm stronger and more happy and more... I feel more complete than ever before.
Thank you very much.
That's welcome.
Very touching and very powerful. And
thank
God
you.
Willing, inshallah, other people out there can really, this can resonate and benefit them.
Thank you very much.
And they can turn this hate into love.
I'm sorry for my poor English.
It's amazing.
At least I hope people understand what I'm trying to tell. And thank you very much.
It's very lucid. It was great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank